Ready for this?
Get up!
This?
Get up!
And this?
Get out of here! Go!
Time for tonight's highlights. Here's Dominic Catronio.
Game 3 down in Hotlanta, and boy was it steamy, and the ball was flying at Truist Park, making it so important to get out to an early lead, and the Brewers were gifted their first run of the game.
Down in the dirt, gets away from Murphy. Here comes Yelich to the plate. He'll score. Brewers on the board. Great base running from Yelich. He got an amazing read on that ball that didn't get all that far away from Murphy.
Lane Grindle on the call there. The Brewers had runners on the corners and nobody out, but that would end up being the only run they scored in that first inning. But in the blink of an eye, once again, Austin Riley hits another home run to left center field, 463 feet away, off of Colin Ray to give the Braves a 2-1 lead. Fast forward, coming up to the third inning. There's that man again. It's Christian Yelich.
Now the pitch. Hit in the air in the left field with some carry to it. Rosario chasing back onto the track, turns around, watches it sail into the bullpen. Goodbye. Christian Yelich, opposite field, game-tying home run.
A shot for Yelly, his 16th of the year, all tied at 2. Then, just two batters later, how about the new guy, Mr. Smooth, Carlos Santana?
Pitch is ripped into the right field corner. Is it high enough to get out? Yes, it is. Over the wall. Goodbye. Carlos Santana, welcome to the crew. His first hit with the Brewers is a go-ahead solo home run in the third. 3-2 Milwaukee.
Josh Mauer on the call for both of those. 3-2 crew. But once again, in the bottom half of the inning, Matt Olson, a three-run homer, made it 5-3 after a nine-pitch battle of a walk to Austin Riley. Some controversy about the final pitch that was called a ball. They wanted it, didn't get it. You move on and you give up the home run. However, the Brewers showed some fight in this one in the sixth inning. They ended up loading the bases with only one out. Christian Yelich hit a ground out to score a run to make it a 5-4 ball game. And then William Contreras, an emotional past couple of weekends facing his old team, making it hurt against the Braves.
The pitch, and Contreras, a line drive into right center field. That's down for a base hit. Two runs are going to score. Contreras turns first. He's headed for second, and he slides in there safely. The Brewers take the lead on William Contreras' two-run double here in the top of the sixth.
Then they handed it to the bullpen after that, and it did not go according to plan. Once again, in the bottom half of the inning, the Brewers took the lead. A home run, this time from Marcell Ozuna to tie the game. In fact, all five times the Brewers took the lead in a game this series against the Braves, the Braves responded in the bottom half of the inning by getting a tied game or the lead back. Absolutely ridiculous stuff from their offense. So now it's 6-6, and the Brewers trying to keep it that way with some great defense and some careless base running from former Brewer Orlando Arcia.
0-2. Peguero set at the belt, and he throws. Swinging a line drive into center field for a base hit. How about that? Read well by Arcia. He's going first to third. The throw is strong from Perkins. And out at third, Orlando Arcia. Blake Perkins with a huge play from center.
A great play. His fourth outfield assist. Peguero throws zero up in the seventh. But then in the eighth, the big blow from Matt Olson. A two-run shot off of Yoel Piamps. His first earned run allowed since early June. He has been on one heck of a tear, and he finally is human against the best lineup in baseball. A two-run shot, the difference, as the Braves win this one by a final of 8-6 and finish the sweep against the Brew Crew.